in this car, I said.
I talked to a man.
Oh, I'm trying to say that.
Well, no. I'm giving these a little thought now.
Well, I'm giving them, I'll just say, first thing comes in your mind, that's what you say.
Yeah, that's the secret. Well, just pop her right out, wherever you think of. It's like this man with his golf swing. He was all right when he thought about it. I talked to a man of German descent over in Okarchi, and his regular term for that was cluck.
Cluck?
Yeah.
Cluck in hand, huh?
No, just cluck. That meant a hen with a bunch of eggs. And I've seen this for the Pennsylvania German area in Pennsylvania. A cluck.
Uh-huh.
Where would you keep your chickens?
Chicken hats?
Mm-hmm. And if you had a hen with a bunch of little chicks, where would they be kept? Same place?
Usually keep her in a coop.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that part of the chicken that comes right here in the breast? Has a bone like that?
Pull it on.
Mm-hmm. Did people here have a part of the stomach and the small intestine that they'd scrape and eat when they butchered? This may sound
chitlins.
Chitlins.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard that called haslet or harslet?
No.
On the farm, when the animals start to get hungry and it's time to go to work, is there any special term for this time of day? A fellow might be in town, you say, well, I have to get home because it's
chore time.
Feeding time.
I've heard chore time.
And we'll get some more farm terms now. If you want to get your cows in from the pasture, could you call them? Special call for them?
Yeah, call up the cows.
Your cows? Or?
I don't have it. Well, now you answer one now.
You can put her to work.
Yeah. Then. No, I've just heard them say, call up the cows.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody out calling the cows? I was just wondering what calls they use around here.
I don't believe I've ever, of course you hear the expression, I've heard it say, call up the cows, but still
You don't know what they call?
I don't know what they call.
How about calling up the calves? You know what they call to those? How about the horses if they want to get them in from the pasture?
Well, I've heard the expression say he'll drive the horses in. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. But they used to have special calls for these. Kobas in parts of the country. Suki, suki, suki in other parts of the country. And now it's just a pickup horn. I think it's pretty universal to go out and blow the horn on the pickup. Man told me that he had his cows well trained. He'd go out and blow the horn and they'd come in.
Well, now this Cliff Gann we're talking about,
mm-hmm.
You want to see him call, he just drives right there in a truck. See, and he usually got two or three bales of hay.
Mm-hmm.
He just sits down on that horn. Boy, and you can see those cows coming across those hills up before that truck hit.
Mm-hmm. I talked to a man who did pretty well, bought a new truck, got his cows all trained. You just go out there and just give that little old touch and in they come. Then the fellow who had the next pasture got a truck of the same make.
Bowed him up, huh?
That same horn. Went up and go in, blow his horn, the cows from all directions. And of course this broke the habit.
Yeah.
They didn't get fed and they got distrustful.
Yes.
How about pigs?
Well, the man eventually, well he's not eventually, but on the second day he just gave up and went down and bought a new horn.
Have you called pigs or heard people call pigs around here?
Used to have the hog calling contest to go on.
Yeah. Those were the strangest things. They never had hogs to come. They'd always have a judge, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I heard one time on the radio somewhere down in Arkansas at some fair they was having, boy, they had different contestants, in this. And man, they gave some